Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by your CFRC News Collective, Ara McCauley, Jesse Bell, and Jenny Hinch. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcasts, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Ara McCauley, and here are your local news headlines. With move-in weekend just around the corner, the City of Kingston is welcoming new and returning post-secondary students to the community and sharing information and advice on parking restrictions, safety initiatives, and their guide to being a good neighbor. According to the City of Kingston, being a good neighbor is a shared responsibility. University students living on or around campus are valued members of the Kingston community. They encourage all new and returning residents to review the City's Good Neighbor Guide for a better understanding of how the City of Kingston operates, the services and opportunities available, and how you can build a foundation of trust and respect in your neighborhoods during the school year and beyond. The guide is available on the City of Kingston's website under their community news or commonly searched bylaws pages. Students and neighbors are reminded that the University District Safety Initiative, UDSI, will be in effect from Friday, August 28th at 12:01 a.m. until Sunday, September 13th at 6 a.m. The purpose of the UDSI is to educate community members and to mitigate risks of large unsanctioned gatherings, including strains on emergency services. During this time, community partners, including city bylaw enforcement officers and Kingston Police, will have an increased presence in the university district. Bylaw enforcement officers can also require people to pay administrative monetary penalties, AMPs, for contraventions of the nuisance party bylaw, the noise bylaw, or other bylaws. As part of UDSI, the city will close Gord Edgar Downey Pier and Breakwater Park Beach to the public nightly from 7 p.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, August 28th to the morning of September 13th. The decision to close the park during this time is to ensure the safety of community members in the university district, as large unsanctioned gatherings in this area pose a major safety risk, particularly at night. Student move-in at Queen's begins on the evening of Friday, September 4th and goes until Saturday, September 5th at 5 p.m. To keep traffic moving during student move-in, some area roads will have parking restrictions and some will be designated as one-way traffic. Overnight parking restrictions from 4 p.m. Friday, September 4th through Saturday, September 5th at 5 p.m. include Albert Street between Queen's Crescent to King Street, Stewart Street between University and Albert, Collingwood Street between King Street and Albert Street, Bader Lane, Queen's Crescent, Earl Street between Frontenac Street and Alfred Street, St. Lawrence Avenue East Side, King Street from Lower University Avenue to Beverly Street. Street parking is not permitted Saturday, September 5th between 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Arch at Union Street, George Street at Stewart Street, and Oak Hill Street at George Street. Streets designated one-way for the day September 5th, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. include Albert Street southbound between Johnson Street and King, Queen's Crescent westbound from Albert to Collingwood Street, Bader Lane westbound, Stewart Street westbound between University Avenue and Albert Street, St. Lawrence Avenue southbound from Stewart Street to King Street, Collingwood Street southbound from Queen's Crescent to King Street, and University Avenue southbound from Earl Street to Stewart Street. A reminder as students return to campus in the coming days that the University District Safety Initiative, UDSI, is now in place through September 13th, 2026 at 6 a.m. The University District Safety Initiative exists to encourage safer behavior from students and was formed through a partnership between the City of Kingston, Kingston Police, and Queen's University in 2019. During certain times of the year, such as Homecoming and St. Patrick's Day, Move-In and Orientation Week, the University District Safety Initiative is used. When it is in effect, hosting illegal parties or violating other bylaws can result in action being taken by Queen's under their Student Code of Conduct, and it can also result in an administrative monetary penalty being issued, and in certain cases, a Part 1 court summons requiring those charged to appear before a Justice of the Peace in Kingston. Violators may also be required to pay for the cost of having Kingston police officers and Kingston Fire and Rescue firefighters attend their home, calculated at an approximate rate of $90 for each officer or firefighter for each hour or part of an hour they were there. The UDSI is in place to address violations of the Nuisance Party Bylaw, Liquor License Act, and Noise Bylaw, with penalties for those who host or refuse to leave a party, for using a closed road, blocking officers or other officials, drinking while underage, carrying open alcohol in public spaces, being drunk in public, and making loud noise like shouting, blasting music, or playing musical instruments during restricted hours. While the policy references the University District, the Kingston Police and Bylaw Enforcement can use the initiative citywide. Individuals who receive a Part 1 court summons are required to attend court to either plead guilty and receive a fine, or plead not guilty, in which case a trial will be scheduled. If those charged do not attend court, a trial will be scheduled without further notifications, and if found guilty, the court may recommend the maximum fine. Additionally, if a person receives a Part 1 summons, their name will be placed on a public court record, and this information will be shared with the university to identify Queen students. The Student Conduct Office will then individually review each student's situation and determine appropriate consequences based on what happened. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Jesse Bell with your CFRC Sports Desk.
This is your sports report brought to you by CFRC Power Plays, and it wasn't necessarily the prettiest victory for the Queens Gaels, but it was a victory nonetheless, as Queens traveled to Toronto to take on their historic rival, the Toronto Varsity Blues, in a game that was broadcast live on CFRC. The Gaels got the scoring started early with a touchdown drive orchestrated by quarterback number 12 Alex Vraken, capped off with this play to number 18 Jack Ashby Jacobs.
Vraken has got three receivers on his left-hand side. Logan Walton in single coverage on the right. Play-action pass. He's looking at Mateo Tuioti, but he's going to find!
Touchdown!
Number 18, Jack Ashby Jacobs.
Wow.
The first touchdown of the season going to one of the Gaels' veteran players.
The Gaels would jump out to that 7-0 lead, but credit to the Toronto Varsity Blues. They hung tough throughout much of the first half, thanks in no small part to a balanced offensive approach and a little bit of assistance from the officials. A lot of penalty yards issued towards the Gaels, over 140 penalty yards in total for Queens across 12 calls. Quarterback Alex Vraken was typically excellent, going 26 for 36 for 366 yards and that touchdown. The second half would see Queens start to pull away thanks to an excellent pass rush from players such as Stephen Capea, DJ Ryan, and on this play, number 8, Jacob Baldwin.
Now this game could change at any moment.
Jacob Baldwin! Prez on the play, and I'll take four more years of that. Coming in like a bat out of you-know-where, and he's doing you-know-what. What a hit from number 8.
It would be Jacob's brother, Jace, that ultimately put the final nail in the coffin of the Varsity Blues with a beautiful third-quarter touchdown run. The Gaels prevail by a scoreline of 28-12, much closer than many would expect, but once again, that's a credit to a young upstart Varsity Blues team that I think made a very strong accounting for themselves. Nevertheless, Queens does win their season opener. They extend their winning streak over the Varsity Blues to 25 consecutive games, stretching now into its 52nd consecutive year. The last Toronto victory, October 1975. Queens has an early bye week, which is probably for the best, as there are a lot of things this team will need to tune up and improve as the season progresses. The next scheduled Gaels game, Saturday, September 12th, it is their home opener against the Waterloo Warriors in what should be an emotionally charged matchup, and it will be integral for the Gaels to get out to a good start in front of their home crowd. If Queens wants to reach the lofty standards they've set for themselves, they will have to clean up these mistakes and put away these teams that they know they should beat. That's a wrap for your sports report brought to you by CFRC Power Plays. Coming up next, we've got weather and traffic.
This is your City of Kingston traffic report. South Bartlett Street from Victoria to Smith is closed until September 30th, while a contractor undertakes facade restorations at 655 Princess Street.
Wright Crescent at Palace Road to Palace Road is closed for a contractor to complete roadway repairs, pedestrian safety and access improvements, and traffic calming features on Wright Crescent. Norman Rogers Drive from Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard to Van Order Drive started on June 15th. Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. This work will improve road condition, accessibility, and safety for all road users, including students, families, and local residents. Reminder that the City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston are in the midst of a reconstruction of Princess Street. This major infrastructure project includes upgrades to underground and above ground utilities, as well as improvements to enhance safety and comfort for pedestrians and cyclists. Berry Street to Queen Street is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street, and Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William is still closed to accommodate construction activity and staging.
This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. Monday, August 31st, 24 degrees is your high, feeling closer to 27 with a 55% chance of precipitation. It will be quite humid here in the city of Kingston. Starting off the month of September, Tuesday, September 1st, 23 degrees is your high, feeling closer to 25, mostly cloudy conditions, very humid with a high likelihood of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Wednesday, September 2nd, humid with periods of rain and a possibility of a thunderstorm. 24 degrees is your high, feeling 2 degrees warmer at 26 with a 65% chance of precipitation. Thursday, September 3rd, 24 degrees is your high, feeling like 25, partly sunny with humid conditions and a couple of light showers in the forecast, especially into the afternoon. Friday, September 4th, 22 degrees is your high with periods of sunshine, feeling a little bit cooler around 21, a beautiful start to the weekend here in the city of Kingston. Saturday, September 5th, 22 degrees with a 55% chance of showers, otherwise we'll see sunny conditions. Sunday, September 6th, 23, feeling like 24 with partly sunny conditions. And then kicking off next week, Labor Day Monday, 22 degrees is your high, feeling closer to 21 with a 60% chance of showers throughout the day. That's a wrap for sports, weather, and traffic. Coming up next, we've got Genevieve Hinch with CFRC's concert and events calendar for the week.
Hello, Kingston, and welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Jenny, and this is your weekly events and concerts calendar brought to you by Flying V Productions. Whether you're looking for live music, community events, markets, workshops, or something fun to do around the city, there's lots happening this week, so let's get into it. Starting off Monday, get creative at Craft and Create or check out the Paranormal Circus Nightmare at the Cataraqui Center. Live music includes Gerald McGrath at the Cove Inn and the Mourning Doves at Musiki. On Tuesday, check out Learning for Liberation at Cultivate Arts Commons. The Learning for Liberation Book Club or the Crochet and Knit Circle at the KFPL Central Branch. Live music includes Nate Hardy at the Cove Inn. Wednesday brings teens games and grubs at the Rideau Heights branch, board games at Something in the Water, Cafe Franglais at Kingston East Community Center, and the Fort Henry Sunset Ceremony. Live music includes Sean McCullen at the Cove Inn and Neil Carter at the Bank Gastro Bar. On Thursday, head downtown for the Kingston Public Market or test your knowledge at one of the evening's trivia nights. Live music includes Tyson Sullivan, Clear Breeze, and the Miss Emily Band, and Frank Ryan and Friends. Friday brings Feel Good Fridays at the Rideau Heights Community Center, plus a packed night of live music. Catch Jules Halpern, Garrett Mason, Swellsy's Punky Jam, Henry Taylor, and Monique Montgomery, or Good for Tuesday with Stunseed and Lumpfish. Later in the night, there's a Celtic Kitchen Party, Three Pistols, and Ghetto Express. Heading into Saturday, check out the 12th annual Limestone City Car Classic at the Memorial Center Fairgrounds. Saturday summer sightseeing at St. George's Cathedral or repair it at the KFPL Central Branch. Live music includes the Grievous Angels, Daniel Adam, and Ruben DeGroot. Wrapping things up Sunday, spend the morning at the Memorial Center Farmers Market. Later, head over to the Cove Inn for Head Over Heels. Or finish off the week with live band karaoke featuring the Oreos at the Merchant Tap House. That is your weekly events and concerts calendar brought to you for August 31st through September 6th. For more information on any of these events, visit the CFRC website and keep it locked right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This event's calendar is brought to you by Flying V Productions, bringing live theater, comedy, and unforgettable entertainment to audiences across Kingston. I'm Jenny. Thanks for listening, and have a great week, Kingston!
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and listen on the go, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.